Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sheila Shoiga, and welcome to Ready to Be Real Conversations, the podcast series where I chat to people of all walks of life. Some names you'll recognise, others you might not. But my hope is that these conversations will at times inspire, challenge, educate, comfort, or simply entertain you. In this episode, I speak to couple Jake Carter and Karen Byrne.
Karen's always afraid of doing lifts now.
Yeah,
so
with my partner, because it's even like when she has up in the air.
Now, even when she has partners now, and like they go to do a lift, Karen's like, "Oh, Jake will like, yeah." So you just show us how to do it first. You come and do it with me first.
Yeah, you laugh, and you be the one up in the air, and these people don't know what they're doing.
And then she goes crazy. She's like, "Jake, don't let them know that I'm scared of doing the lift because they're going to be
well,
scared to do it
now,
anyway."
Well, everyone knows now, don't they? In the feckin' podcast, gobshite.
Jake and Karen live in Dublin with their dog Lenny, and they started dating after they won Series 2 of Dancing with the Stars. Jake is a talented singer-songwriter whose brother Nathan is also in the business. He's outgoing and optimistic, and Karen is a professional dancer with her own dance studio who's a straight shooter and naturally more introverted by nature. In this conversation, we talk about first impressions, what annoys them about each other, and how friendship is the foundation of their relationship. They're an absolute joy to be around, and I hope you enjoy our chat. So tell us about getting together. Did you know each other before Dancing with the Stars? No. Had you ever met?
No, never. I remember the first time I met Karen was in August of 2017, so the year before.
I can't believe you know the month and everything.
Yeah, I just moved over to Ireland, and my first gig with Bomb was like in April of that year. And I got asked to go on Dancing with the Stars, which was huge. I'd never actually watched it before because I'd just moved over to Ireland, but I'd watched Strictly before, and yeah. I'd seen the Desi Swim or heard of this, seen it in papers and stuff. The thing that Karen never wants you to talk about. She still hasn't let me watch it on YouTube.
Was that the Austin Powers number?
Yes.
Oh, it's brilliant.
That was iconic.
It's great. Crack.
Yeah. So I don't know why
he wants to watch it on YouTube when he's with me.
There's a skit of it that's funnier though, where someone's took all the music away and just put like sound effects to it.
You're gonna have to check that out.
No, please don't.
So that was Karen and Des Cahill season one, and you guys were obviously the champions of season two. Yeah. So okay, so you met her in the August.
So I had a trial. I'm guessing it was because I wasn't really known, and they were like, "Right, we're going to see if this guy is going to bring anything to the show." So I had a trial in the August, and like I was like really trying my best. You know what I mean?
Because no, you actually came in. Gig. It was mad because I just got a phone call to say you're going to do a trial, and because I normally do a few trials before the season starts, and Jake rocks in, and the first thing I just remembered was I was after like obviously scrubbing the studio because I was like, oh, somebody's coming in, he had like the muckiest runners on. It was so, I was like, is he serious? Every step I showed him was just muck falling off. Yeah.
And I drove a white transit van with my name on the side from when I was gigging in Liverpool.
I was like, who's this fella? Yeah.
See, at the time, so I moved over.
Jake, did you really? So
yeah,
you got
I
out
did,
of your own
back,
personalized van.
Oh, it was great, yeah. Yellow writing on the side and the back of it. So I'd moved over, and me and Nathan had moved in together in Enniskillen up in Fermanagh. Yeah. And like around there, wouldn't have, like, there'd be muck everywhere, obviously. So I'm presuming that's where the muddy shoes came from, yeah. But yeah, so it's there's nothing worse though as well when I can't really remember this, but you know when you're in a room and you realize your shoes are like muddy,
yeah,
and then you see the mug coming off, but like, do you tell people that there's like they're off your shoe or do you just leave?
Oh,
it, do you
knew.
Know what I mean? So I was like, oh,
you.
No. But yeah, I was really trying hard because I really wanted to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah,
I
so
told
every
everyone
step
I
was
doing,
like,
the trial.
He was giving it socks,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
And there's videos of this trial, and looking back on them, I was
because basically
fucking
I have to like
it
introduce
was awful.
Them. Like I normally have to do a few basic steps to see if they're either if they want if I can convince them to do the show if they're a little bit kind of
on the fence.
Nervous, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Or else then if to see if somebody actually has a bit of rhythm. But straight away, as soon as I showed like Jake any step, he was picking it up so quick that I was like, oh my god, this is mad.
No, but like okay, if you brilliant. Watch it back, great. I'm awful. Like it's after. It's actually like my dad dancing. Like, it's terrible. Adam, who's one of the producers on the show, he sent us the videos and like...
After you won, that
yeah,
was
yeah,
actually...
after. And he was like, no, do not send these videos anywhere. They're not going anywhere. Do not put them on social media. I watched them and I was like, okay, I'll definitely not put them anywhere. They're awful.
And were you on
nice
your own? Yeah, of course. And see your progression. Look at what yeah. you did. Like, you were amazing at it. Was there other people in the room at the time, or was it just the two of you?
No, they kind of. It was just us. You
yeah.
had your manager at the time.
Yeah, Connor, who was managing me at the time, he kind of dropped me off, and then Adam was there to introduce us. Was Eugenia there as well? One of the producers?
No, I think it was just
no,
Adam.
No, just Adam.
The time.
And then we were kind of left for like 20
two
minutes.
2 hours.
Oh,
20
it?
Minutes.
See,
didn't
it
learn
felt,
that
just
quick.
Felt like 20 minutes to
yeah,
Jake.
It went quick to me.
Flew.
Yeah.
So, first impressions.
First impressions. You were, yeah, she was like, she was lovely. She's like she is now, do you know what I mean? That's, I think, one of the good things about Karen. There's no facade. It's just,
yeah,
she is
what
she is,
guess.
Yeah. Quite strict, though, from the start, like, do you know what I mean?
Am I?
But I just remember I was so focused on trying to get this thing right, do you know what I mean? Because I really wanted the gig, so I was like, right, come on, you can do this. Like, I never danced before in my life, but I was like...
Oh, remember when we were going in to do the, was it the waltz when I taught you the steps? And I was just fixing his chin to lift his chin up, but he thought, like... remember you thought I thought you were looking at me boobs or something.
Oh no, that was in the video. Yeah, yeah. After yeah, no, that's awkward though.
Yeah,
and
that
were
was awkward.
You
no,
are you sure?
Maybe
no,
subliminally
you're
yeah
you're concentrating.
Maybe the odd look. So what did you think?
Oh, I was just, it was just another trial for me. I just was like,
and you were impressed that he kind of
oh, yeah.
had something.
I mean, I like straight away I was like, geez, he's brilliant. But I remember thinking like, there's no way I'm going to be paired with him, because at the time, like I always say in every interview, I just thought he was too small for me to dance on the show.
All right,
so
okay.
I was like, oh yeah, he's brilliant. And then like afterwards I was like, oh Adam, I'd love to get him, but like I don't think, obviously I know you're not going to pair me up with him. I just had it in my head, I was like, no, they're not going to give me someone like Jake. And
are you actually taller?
No.
Every season we have like a meet and greet where all the celebrities and the dancers meet. It's the weird. It's actually the weirdest thing.
Yeah, so
you're
going to like, I can't even remember the name of the place now where it's been the last few years, but it's like a small
bar.
Well, it's not a pub, like, you know, it's a fancy bar, basically.
Yeah.
And they bring out food and all, but you meet everyone, so you meet all the other celebs and all the dancers. And Karen did not talk to me for the whole time. So, like, she
I
just
said
didn't.
I did.
Like, she did not talk to me at all for the whole time. And I was
think
like,
I was
oh,
just over the fact of thinking, oh, I'm not like going to, yeah. they're not going to pair me with him, so I have to get to know these other lads. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so you didn't know at this stage that you had been paired
no.
up.
No,
so when
no,
do you find
out?
Out?
Oh, so you don't find out till. He just
yeah.
everyone thinks we know, but we
okay,
could be literally
so
hanging on the edge
him because that no chance.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
so
just kind of like,
find
oh,
out,
come here.
You don't
He'll
even find
mingle.
Out who's on the show until then. That meeting, isn't it? That's when you find out
like,
kind of
probably
who
the
else
week
is
after.
It.
Yeah, so it's in December at some stage, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So
just
okay.
before Christmas, we kind yeah. of find out. But like, yeah, no, I wasn't ignoring you, but I just was. I had to get to know other people. I knew you already.
She didn't chat to me.
Oh Jesus!
Thought I'd done something wrong. Maybe it was the muck coming off my shoes.
Yeah, but that's it. And come here. When did you then start to? When? Oh, so you start. You knew you were paired up together. You start
yeah.
dancing together, and you obviously see the potential in Jake mm-hmm. from the get go. But when do you go from we're dance partners? This is great. You know he's good at doing this. You know she's a good teacher too. Wait a second. Is there something else going on here?
That's actually weird because I was I never even really thought about Jake like that. Like, I was so into the competition side. Obviously, I got to week 10 with Des Cahill, so I was thinking, hang on a minute, this fella is brilliant, he can dance, so let's push for the final. That was kind of like, I used to kill him. Like, we used to literally do 10-12 hours a day, and I just never really thought of you like that.
Yeah,
we are real. Like, I just really was like, he's like my best friend.
Yeah, and I suppose you're in that. You know, you're a professional dancer. This is a competition. You're wired to.
Yeah, people think, yeah, there had to be something going on. I was like, I actually wish we'd have time for that. To be honest, I was just so consumed in it though.
Like, you literally, I remember I had gigs at the time, like in all over the country that we were doing, because I was literally just starting out with the band. You know, it was all fresh. We were releasing new music, and like, I remember having all these different gigs on like a Saturday night, say, and then the show was on the Sunday. But on the Saturday, you'd go out and do a dress run, and then the Sunday, you'd have to be up at like 6 a.m. to get taxied out to, it was in Bray at the time now.
Yeah.
It's moved now. So I remember cancelling all the gigs. So I was like, no, I can't do them. I don't have time. I remember my manager at the time being like, we can't just cancel the gigs because you're on a TV show. You know, it's once a week. I was like, no, it's I need to be practicing. So like, we literally postponed all the gigs at the time. And it's just, you become engrossed into this little bubble. You're in this little world and you can't really do anything else. You just get so consumed into it.
So are you saying that the entire way through from show one to the final, when you're crowned Dancing with Stars champion, there's nothing going on?
No. It was actually, it was probably the moment for me, like, because Nikki, I still laugh, like, Nikki Bourne, I was so emotional on the night of the final. And I think it was more the fact of going, oh God, like, the journey's over, I'm not going to see him every day. And maybe that was the time where I thought, actually, hang on, I think I do actually like him a little bit, tiny bit.
I remember we went to a gig then, I think it was a couple of months after. Was it like Picture This?
Yeah.
And I'd say that's kind of when it started then, yeah.
So you stayed in touch, obviously.
Romantic.
Yeah, I literally just loved like his energy. It's just like a ball of joy. And then I was thinking, oh, like, he's just going to go off back to Enniskillen and I won't see him again. But we did. We kept in touch all the time.
We did. Karen used to think then, whenever we did start seeing each other, that Enniskillen was like 6 hours away. It's like an hour and 40 drive. But
is that
she was
all
like,
it is?
I'm not going
even,
all the
even
way up
I
there.
Would have thought it was longer yeah. journey than that.
That's what you say. I'm not going up there, no. You come down to Dublin. So eventually we got you up to Enniskillen, didn't we?
Yeah, it's lovely. It actually is a lovely place up there.
Who made the first move?
That'd be definitely you. I'm like a nun.
Probably me, yeah. I can't really remember.
It was mad because when I
love it. By the way, you're really open, right?
Yeah.
You're kicking back. You're letting Karen answer everything.
Yeah, I don't want to put my foot in it anyway.
No, it definitely would have been you. No, come on. Let's call a spade a spade. But like, when I came back on the next season, I was thinking, oh God, like, that, it's just not really like me. That I was like, now I'm after getting with, I'm with Jake. He was my partner on the show. I'm on this show now. And people kind of always say, oh, like, the Strictly course and all this rubbish. But then I was kind of like, hang on, that did kind of happen to us. And then I was like to the producers on the show, I'm not like that girl. Like, I'm not going to go off with my partners. And they were like, Karen, would you stop? We know that.
Of course.
And then I was thinking, like, I can't believe we're together. And they were laughing, going, are you serious? So we all knew he was mad about you. And I was like, actually, so everybody knew in production and I didn't know.
So come on, spill it. You were mad.
I always liked her. Yeah, I think she was obviously.
Why?
I think you spend
us,
so
Jake,
much time together as well.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? You have like 3 months to kind of get to know a person,
and it's intense. Like,
it is.
My,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
my,
yeah.
My sister.
Granny, yeah.
Yeah, and like, she loved us.
Oh,
it
I
was
love
great.
Granny.
It was great fun. Yeah,
oh,
and she loves you.
Oh, she's literally the nicest. Let's have the podcast with Granny. Yeah. Actually, no, Jake. Come on, continue.
Yeah, no,
saying?
Jake. Come on, back to you.
I mean, I think I always fancied her like from the first.
Yeah.
Time
well, I mean, hello.
Actually.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's mad.
So okay, so you fancied her.
Yeah.
Which is obvious.
And then I think as well, you spend so much time with
the
person.
I thought you were scared
so you
of me
really
though.
I still am a little bit. Then you get to know them so well, do you know what I mean? And then I never really thought I stood a chance until,
you know,
after the show then, I suppose.
Okay, and I suppose what's great about a show like that is when it's so intense and you're thrown into it, especially for you, you're getting to see, because I know from people who've taken part before, not just my sister, but other people, everything's stripped back. You know, you're seeing people at their best and worst because it's so hard.
Yeah, that's
and people
true.
Are exhausted and there's tears and there's frustration and there's anger and there's all these different emotions. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not like when you start to get to know someone first and you're always kind of just seeing the best version of themselves.
I think that's so true.
You see it all.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, like, we were rocking up to studio, like, I would be literally, like, looking the worst I've ever looked. Like, not a bit of makeup, like, terrible, but just so passionate about what I was doing that was the priority. I didn't give a shite what I looked like.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I think that is it. You kind of see somebody, like you said, like their raw emotions. Like, we definitely had times where we killed each other.
Yeah.
Like, crying in the studio.
Karen everything. Nearly broke her leg 1 week as well, actually.
Yeah, ooh. Just out of front. Like,
Karen doesn't really cry. And she started, like, she was trying to see, so we were doing, like, it was, like, this double cartwheel that we did in Charleston, which was, like, week 10. And whatever it was, there was a table in the room. And Karen
was miles away, but
Karen
was
nowhere
really
near
close.
This table. And in this like, lift kind of thing. So Karen would do a cartwheel, but use my legs.
Wow.
So, yeah. Like, we're, like, one person. And then I would do a cartwheel over Karen. So, but mid, like, we got halfway through and I was, like, mid in the air and Karen just, like, collapsed because she thought we were going to hit this table. But, like, she really hurt herself. But, like, she was really trying not to cry, I could tell at the time. And I was it's okay, you can just cry. Like, it's fine. Like, you've hurt yourself.
I think I was just, it was more so the fact I was afraid of doing that lift and I didn't want to pretend I was because I was the one that was supposed to be in a professional.
Karen's always afraid of doing lifts now.
Yeah,
so
with my part, because it's
even
like
when
I'm
she has
the one
partners
up in the air.
Now, even when she has partners now and, like, they go to do a lift, Karen's like, oh, Jake will like, yeah, so you just show us how to do it first. You come and do it with me first.
Yeah, you're laughing. You be the one up in the air and these people don't know what they're doing.
And then she goes crazy. She's like, Jake, don't let them know that I'm scared of doing the lift because they're going to be
well,
scared
to do it
anyway.
Well, everyone knows now, don't they? In the feckin' podcast. Gobshite.
So, yeah.
But that is the thing. Like, when you start dating someone first, it takes ages really to get to know, you know, what you know, your weak points, I suppose, and when you get cross or when you get upset, and it, you know, it takes a while, and that's why, you know, the first few dates are usually, oh, this is brilliant, and then you get to know the person and you go, you either think, oh, there's something here, this is great, or nah, it's not for me, and you move on. Whereas when you started dating, you already really knew each other really well.
I think we were kind of really good friends before we started dating, do you know what I mean? I think that helps because we literally spent 4 months.
Yeah, and you don't really, it wasn't that thing of, oh, I'm going out like for something to eat, I have to like look me better. Like, I kind of, yeah, it was real like friendship. Like, I didn't really give a shite. And I think that's what makes our relationship so good, that we are
good
friends. Like, we spend a lot of time together, don't we?
Yeah, I think we spend like most.
Yeah, we literally do, but I love it.
Unless I'm gigging.
But hey, we all know.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly, which is great. You survived the pandemic, which is, I mean, it put a pressure on a lot of people and a lot of couples, and a lot of people didn't make it. You know, it was kind of like, God, this is tough. And I think for some people, it brought them closer together. For others, it kind of went, right, yeah, I'm not feeling this. But obviously, you guys are still here together. The first kiss, was that weird? Going from friends, respect to, oh, whoa, something else. Do you remember?
Yeah, it weird?
Yeah, it would have been like, suppose you've gone from being friends for so long to, oh, okay, this is happening.
Yeah, actually, that was, it looked to get all awkward, scratching your head.
The worst thing was as well at the time, though.
Is that one of us tells?
Obviously, like, it was like we were off the show, we just won, and we didn't want it to be this whole Strictly Cares thing, which it obviously was going to become anyway. So for so long, we were trying to like not let people know. I think for like months, and then some of the papers kind of got word and it was like, right, okay. So we were kind of forced to tell people in the end, which I suppose was good as well.
Like, it's not business really what you're doing with your love life or like who you're with, who you're seeing. That I just was like, I'm just very private in that sense.
Obviously, I think that Strictly Cares thing it's a big thing, but like literally every interview that I did and still do now, you get asked, oh, it's the Strictly Cares. And every year, Dance with the Stars comes around and you do an interview again about a new single and they're like, oh, do you think someone will get the Strictly Cares this year? And you're like, would you just F off? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, totally. Jake.
Like, it's quite, like, I get it, do you know, but it was.
No,
and that was
annoying.
A big thing after it. We didn't want to be seen as, oh, they got together just because they were on Strictly, they're not going to last.
Well, look, it's,
you know,
4 years
mean?
On and you're here. Yeah. So, the pandemic, when everything shut down for everyone, but particularly those of us in creative fields, it was hard, wasn't it? We were just no live events, as you said.
Definitely.
I'm sure you weren't able to teach dance. Mm. So you're at home with your dog, Lenny.
Well, we didn't actually have Lenny then.
Was he a pandemic purchase?
He was a pandemic pup, yeah.
No, well, in all fairness, I've been like, I was kind of, wasn't I begging you for
Karen wants
to get
a dog for ages. And like,
I
obviously
love dogs.
spent half the time in Enniskillen and half the time in Dublin. So at the start of the pandemic, we moved up to Enniskillen for a couple of months. So it was me, Nathan and Karen living together, which was...
The trio.
Yeah, I was good crack. Like,
I
but
was
it
great
was,
crack.
Yeah, the smell... Karen
the smell
was
what,
the
Nathan?
First ever time like Karen had lived up in like somewhere a little bit in the country for a while, and beside Nathan's house is this load of like pigs, and one of the fields had just been one of the fields had just been covered in slurry.
Was the pig slurry supposedly or something?
Pig shite, basically.
Oh Jesus,
I can almost smell it now.
The smell was
the worst thing ever.
Awful. But Karen literally went on about this for about a week for ages, like about this smell.
It was awful. You couldn't open the window.
No, but that was the start of our pandemic. So it was nice. I think at
the three of us had kind of each other. We were like up in the morning. If say for instance, say Jake just felt a bit shit. Like everyone did have their times where felt a bit. Because there was three of us. It was like either me going right, let's go, we're doing a Joe Wicks. Then after that, we're going to walk the block. Now I mean, walk the block, and Nathan's was a good bleeding 20 miles or something.
And he walks ahead really fast. It's really annoying. So anytime you walk anywhere, he's like 200 meters ahead, and it's like, it's not a race. Every time you walk,
they're so competitive.
I've learned now though not to do that, but like I think everyone's dad does it as well. Do you know, you're going somewhere and they're like 200 meters ahead trying to get to the place, and you're like, we're not in a panic. Like, that's
but yeah,
me as
I think
well,
it
so.
Was good crack, the three of us, that we had each other. We kind of kept up like fitness. We tried to eat good, and
yeah,
we probably binged on the whole of Netflix, like the whole of the world, I think.
Yeah, at the start it was great though, because I mean, I'd literally just come off the back of doing a show. I think Karen had just finished, like they had to finish
had
a week
finish,
early the
yeah.
show. So everything was kind of like, we're really, really busy. What's next? And then it was like, oh, right, okay.
It was
so
actually
then
great
gigs are cancelled. And we kind of probably thought, I think the same as anyone, this is going to go on maybe for 2 weeks, a month, 6 weeks. You know, as it went on, people were like, oh, it's going to last till like June now. And then it just got longer and longer and longer. And then it was kind of like, okay, right, we've had enough of a break now. We need to kind of get back. But yeah, it was nice at the start, but then I think eventually, especially with me kind of living between Enniskillen and Dublin, it was quite tough then because you couldn't travel anywhere.
Yeah, of course.
So you had to kind of choose somewhere to stay for a period of time then, wasn't it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
What was it like living with two of them? Are they like...
Yeah, yes, are. They're like two messers.
Okay.
I mean, they're actually great crack together.
And you're great pals, aren't you?
Ah, yeah, we would be quite close, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're so cute. The whole family is so cute. They're so close. But, like, I would have known Nathan kind of... I wouldn't have known him that well, actually, coming off the back of the show. Me and Jake first got together, so we wouldn't have been up in Enniskillen because I thought it was 6 years away. But it was nice to actually get to know him then as well and spend so much time, and they're just literally identical. Jake is probably more of the messer, but they're like so competitive. I mean, he used to do like bake-offs and...
Nathan's so awkward though. He doesn't know this, but when he meets someone, he's really awkward.
Okay.
And like,
He's more reserved than you.
Yeah, he wouldn't like... I don't mind going and like being quite open, meeting someone, chatting away to them. Nathan, even though like he's on the stage and, you know, done TV shows and everything, I think when he first meets someone, he's like really reserved.
Okay.
And sometimes it can kind of come across, I think, as a little bit like rude or like
aloof.
I think Karen thought at the start that Nathan didn't like her. Yeah. So at the start I was like, no, he does like you, but I think it was just because he didn't know Karen.
Yeah, for ages
like he used to be like real reserved and wasn't really himself.
Yeah, I know, now I literally love him. He's so like, oh, we have better crack together, actually, me and him, than you.
So for ages though, Karen was like, Nathan doesn't like me.
Yeah, I know. Thinking back now, I'm like, well, I suppose we didn't know each other.
No, sure.
I'm just a bit... Oh, well, I'm a bit reserved. I know people look at me and go, oh, Karen is the mad one and whatever, but I'm quite the opposite of that. I'm a bit...
Yeah.
Like, even being invited to, like, events and stuff, I'm a bit awkward. Like, I'm real the one that... Like, Jake would be like, oh, Karen, come on, let's go. And I'm the one that's really like, oh, no, like, I won't know anyone. And
do you know
people
don't
think
in this
would
industry
be like that.
Everyone is, it's all about like networking, going to things, meeting people, saying hello. Karen would not go up to someone and say hello. Karen's that person in Tesco. If she sees someone she knows, she puts her head down and just walks past.
I'd be like, change aisle. I'm awful. Like, my mom just be like, Karen, you are like terrible. You're so
unsociable.
If it's any consolation, I have never been good at the networking thing. And I'm in my 40s and I still struggle at it.
Yeah.
I'm much more of a one-on-one person rather than in a crowd, small talking with everyone. So that's where, obviously, that's why you work. So it's the yin and
yang. Jake is great for kind of putting me in out of my comfort zone, I suppose. At times I kill him for doing it, like, but
so you, I suppose, do you have, are you kind of, when you're dancing, because your personality when you're doing Dancing with Stars, you're definitely one of the most distinctive dancers. People love you because you're an amazing dancer. You're great value when it comes to telly. So is that like, is that an element of, you know, the way Beyonce has her Sasha Fierce when she's performing, she can kind of have this alter ego. Is that kind of a version of you, but you're a little bit different in your real life?
No, I think it's, that's just because I'm, that, like, that's me. That is literally, what you see is what you get with me, because I'm comfortable in that environment. Dancing is what I know and what I've grown up with.
You,
so,
yeah.
Like, if anyone was to back, like, even the judges, like, they'd say, oh, like, I didn't think that, I am so comfortable to say, hang on a minute.
I know you.
I know exactly. Here, listen, he's after being in the studio and I'll fight their corner because it's, I'm so comfortable in that environment. And that is what you, like, that is me, what you see. But yeah, maybe it's kind of going to different events that I feel, hang on, like, this isn't me. I'm not a model. I'm not a bleeding blogger. I'm not like, so what? Well, I'm a dancer. That's like, whatever. So even when I got asked to do the show, I was competing around the world for Ireland dancing. So that was, again, like, I was so focused on what I was doing that I was thinking, oh no, like, a show in Ireland, I couldn't do that. So it was my coach at the time. He was like, Karen, I'm telling you, I want you to go and do the audition. And I was saying, like, so I'd literally done it just for him. I was like, oh, okay, I'll go. Kind of sulking, I'll go, because I was thinking, oh, I'm embarrassed, I'm not going to get it. Like, this is television, it's completely different. I remember walking into the audition and there were so many people that I just never expected. I was thinking, oh my God, like, this is mad. So I went, done the audition, and we had an interview part. And I did, again, I didn't really think much of it until I walked in and there was just cameras everywhere. And Adam at the time, the producer, was sitting there and I was like, oh, hang on, are we on camera now? And he was like, yeah, this is the interview. And I thought that was bleeding gas. I was like, oh my God, this is pure real. And then when they contacted me, we were like, yeah, you're on the show. I was like, hang on, what? I was like, so I'm actually going to be dancing on telly? To me, it was just nuts. But now when I look back, I'm like, it's the best thing I've ever done, because it's something that I love to do. Like, I mean, like, dancing is, that's kind of all I've known growing up. And then to do it on one of the biggest shows, and the team on the show are so good. They're like a big family and I love it. And I'm going, oh my God, imagine I didn't go to that audition.
Yeah.
Like, what would I have been doing? Sure, I wouldn't know you, Jake.
There you go, lads.
It's all written in the stars.
Yeah.
Do you ever dance anymore together?
Oh, Jesus, he never stops. Like, literally, and we'd be laughing. Like,
really?
An ad comes on the telly, and if he thinks it's a cha-cha, he's up doing a cha-cha. It's actually comical.
So Karen, I love it.
Karen has the dance skills, so, like, I'm always over there. I'm the biggest kid, I think, in the school. So, like, I'm always messing, pretending to...
Pretending, yeah.
Doing a little bit of a dance. Yeah.
No, but I don't think you wouldn't obviously full-on dance again. Like, you wouldn't have time to...
No, we've done a couple, like... I think for like the year after the show, we did like different events where we'd go and do dances and stuff. But like, if you're not doing it all the time, it is.
But he does help me, because like when we're doing the show and we get a partner, you have like, say they're saying like, you know, the creative director, he comes to you and says, right, this is your piece of music, this is our concept, what we're thinking, and you obviously have to go away and choreograph to what they're looking for. So sometimes as well, it's very hard when you're on your own that you need somebody else's hands. So I'm literally in the sitting room with Jake going, stand up here now, I'm gonna, right, so I need to do this and we need to get here, and he's literally like getting dragged around the sitting room for me to come up with like choreography ideas, and he's like, Karen, I'm not a dad. That's probably where we fight.
That's where
the
most stress happens, because Karen's like, okay, do this, and then she's using all big dance words, and I'm like, what the hell is she wanting?
I get all upset and I'm like, you don't want to help.
She's really stressed
me.
Like, and she's trying to do this choreography that has to be in tomorrow, and then Karen's like, why can't you just do it? And I'm like, Karen, I'm not an actual dancer.
Like, oh, I hate when he says that. I'm like, well, just come on, try.
Well, you did it. You won the show, so come on.
Just lift me. Yeah, that's where that's the only thing that we actually, the stress levels when I personally am on the show is like really high, that you have this pressure. Like, it's like that person you're bringing out is your product, and if they don't know what they're doing, it reflects back on you, because, okay, fair enough, you can get a partner that literally can't dance, that's okay. Like, to me, I never care who I get, because it's about getting on with the person, having the crack. If I got somebody that was so into, oh, I want to win, I'd be cringing. I'd be going, oh, here, that's not what this show is about. Yeah, the show is literally about going out, dancing the best that you possibly can and having the crack. So like, he definitely, you do help me a lot when I'm on the show, but it is stressful because he gets killed if I'm stressed.
I just keep asking Larry though when like the All Stars season is coming, so I can actually start dancing again. That's what I'm waiting for.
Are they doing that?
We'd love it.
He told me by the time they get to do that, even I'll be retired, so I don't know about that.
So Larry Bass is the man who's behind
the main man.
So when it comes to, because you're clearly great pals first and foremost, but when it comes to like irks, things that annoy you about him and vice versa, what are we talking? Because we all have stuff.
Oh, we definitely do. Let me think. I know why you wouldn't have Aunt.
My main one is the way Karen packs the dishwasher. She puts all the wrong things in the top shelf.
No, say honest stuff, because you literally say that in every interview, and I'm like, that is the biggest load of rubbish. Give a good answer. Yeah. Like, there is stuff.
No, that is the main thing.
No, what do you do that annoys me that I always give out about? You never clean your own toilet anyway. Okay. Like, he never does. But Jake, no, do you know what about Jake? What I will say is that he's so good. Like, I woke up this morning and I obviously had me shower and whatever, and he's out cooking bread. Like, he's literally like, he has these points that I'm like, oh God, he's so good. Like, he does the, what you do, the washing.
Do the washing, yeah.
As in washing clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's real domesticated. That's what I love, because obviously he moved away from home quite young.
Yeah, that's good. So,
see, I moved in with Nathan.
He does everything himself.
And Nathan can do nothing. Like, Nathan cannot do the wash.
He can't
cook.
He's going to listen.
He's getting a little bit better.
So is Nathan on his own now?
When I'm not there, yeah. So I kind of live
half. Do you go up and do the washing
for him? He's never at home, though.
But we're like, I mean, when I'm there, he's never home. And when he's there, I'm never there. Do you know what I mean? So we kind of like see each other once a week kind of thing. But he's started to get a little bit better, but like when I first moved in with him, so I was just turned 18 at the time. He was 26. He had someone doing his washing, someone doing his ironing. He didn't cook, he just ate out.
Right.
So like,
yeah, but sure, why not if you can?
Yeah, exactly.
So I moved over and I was like, right, okay. Right, I'll start looking after like the washing and the ironing, and I didn't really cook until I met Karen, to be honest. I was
that's
useless.
Impressive at 18 to be that way inclined. Yeah,
I'm still not thinking here now what annoys me about you. I think when you bite your nails, that annoys
that wrecks Karen's head. I always bite my nails, especially when I'm thinking about stuff or if I'm like stressed, I'll start biting my nails.
What else? I'm gonna leave this interview and be like, oh, this podcast, and be like, oh, I should have said this.
You know,
this.
The main thing that annoys me about Karen, and it's not like an ick or an irk or anything, it's just like, she doesn't like believe in herself enough. I think the fact that she's done the show as a dancer, and she never wanted to be, and I hate this word in Ireland, like a celeb, because we're not celebs. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, celebs are like Beyonce.
I love that you've said that. But I know what you're saying. But you're known, but I also get it. Yeah.
But Karen hates doing anything, like even this podcast, right? When you asked us to come on,
I just
like,
get
sure, what would I talk about? Why do want people? Oh, why do people want
we
to
had an
to
argument,
you know,
because
I mean?
I said to Jake, like, I just feel like, what have I got to say about my life? Like, I'm not interested. And then we had a bit of an argument because he was like, Karen, that is you. Like, you dance, you're on one of the biggest television shows, people love you. And I'm going, oh, shut up, you're just saying that. But that is like, and it is a thing of like, Maybe it is. I just don't. Not that I don't believe myself, because that's cringy. But
no, I think you went on the show and you never wanted to be known. Yeah. Like, so, like, even when we first like started seeing each other and people would come up asking for pictures and stuff, Karen thought this was mental. Like, the people would come up.
I would automatically walk away from Jake and think, God, grand, I'm getting a bleeding photo with him.
Yeah.
And people would be like, no, actually, I want one of you, Karen.
Yeah.
But
Jake, can you take it?
I think there's just so many people that obviously that's what they want in life. They want to be a celeb and they want that profile. Like, don't get me wrong, I love it. I think it's great people stopping you. And most of the, like, all of the time, actually, they're saying how much they like you. They're not giving you abuse.
Yeah. You just never went out to get that.
I think the first time, actually, it kind of scared me, because the first time I ever went on to anything was the Late Late Show. When I danced with Dez, they asked me on the show, oh, Karen, can you go on? And I was thinking, again, why are they asking me? But anyway, like, the Late Late Show for us was like iconic. I used to get my sisters ready on a night out. They'd go out on the Friday night and me and my mum would sit and watch the Late Late Show. Like, I'm the biggest granny of my family. Oh, so then when they asked us to do the Late Late, I thought that was absolutely
mad.
It is.
It's a big deal. It is
like,
a big deal.
Yeah, so went on. But again, I was not thinking for half a second. The Late Late Show, the viewership, people watching. So I was saying exactly what I wanted to say. I didn't really think anyone was watching at home. I was just having the crack with Dez. And I remember getting a bit of backlash after that show, because I think Ryan said to me at the time, like, so Karen, do you think like you have a chance of winning with Dez? And me being me, I went, ah, here now, you're having a laugh. Of course I
That's
don't.
That's great. But, that's why people love you, because you're like, a straight shooter.
But at the time, then I got like, how dare she? And I wasn't used to it. So I was devastated. Aww. I was like, how am I going to put up with being on the show? No one likes me. And I think, like, again, I look back at that and I'm going, ah, here, all these people commenting, they're gobshites. I wouldn't comment on anybody or their life. Yeah. But I think at that time I just got a bit nervous and stuff like that.
It was new. It was all new.
It was so new.
You were familiar with that kind of side of stuff.
Yeah, where now I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah,
I am who I am. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let them hate.
Our love. Jesus, Jake. I'm gonna hate you.
So again, I'm not trying to go back to it, but because it sounds like there's not much that annoys you, but is there one? Because I think for most couples I know, there is one kind of reoccurring argument that happens. Over it can be something teeny tiny, but it's that one thing that keeps, you know, cropping up.
I think the one thing actually that annoys me about Karen is she procrastinates a lot. So like, even something silly, like say she was meant to ring someone to do something, and it might not even be for me, it might be for Karen, and I'd be like, oh, did you ring Bob to do that? And she's like, no, not yet. I'll do it now. And then it'll be like a week later, and she's like, I'll
do it now.
Like,
I literally take after me, mum.
Like, she's a nightmare, and she doesn't answer the phone as well. That's the other one.
I never answer. Yeah.
Like, so if you ring her, she just, or if like Lenny's asleep, the dog, like, she won't answer the phone.
No, I don't wake him. And I'm like, I could be dying
here, like, you know, I could have been, touch wood, but like, I could be in a car crash, could be someone. I really need to get in touch. Oh no, Lenny's
asleep. So you won't even answer him?
No. Because I know it's only something stupid. Can you stick the kettle on or something? My mommy way home.
Or like, someone will ring her. Like, it could be like about like a gig, or it could be anything. And she'd be like, oh, no, they can text me.
Okay.
But the main thing as well is that we do fight about, like, if we're invited to stuff, I'd be pure like,
Karen doesn't want to go,
Well, like again, I have a dance studio to run. That's like my business. That, like, I just love it. I love spending all my time there with my kids and teaching.
Yeah, I think
Jake's like, but just
it does,
take a day off.
It goes back to the thing as well of Karen, like, you don't see yourself as a person with profile or anything. Like, so you'd be like, why would they want me to go and
do
that?
I'm actually a weirdo.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I am a weirdo.
So we're getting there, though. We go to the odd thing. She hates the cinema, and I love going to the cinema, so that's the other thing.
We get
invited to loads of premieres and stuff, and like,
every time?
Yeah.
If we watch a movie like nine times out of ten, I'm gone. I'm gone.
It's a nightmare.
Like, I just have I don't actually have concentration span. Like, I'd watch something, like, the worst is watching it with your brother. The three of us are watching it, and I pick up my phone. He's like, are you watching this? I'm like, would you just mind your business and you watch it? But yeah, it's concentration.
Pick your phone up. If someone picks the phone up, then it's like, we'll turn this off, will we? Yeah, all right then. And then his phone goes and he walks out for 20
for
minutes.
An hour.
Yeah. And we're like, well, we pause it or we watch it.
No, but yeah, concentration. Like, I'm not good at watching movies. And Jake, God love me, does love
it. And we, like, we're so lucky. We get invited to, like, premieres of everything. And it's like, Karen, do you want to go to this? And like the brand new Batman. I got three invites to three different premieres.
Yeah, but I heard it was on, like, for about 4 hours.
Happy days.
It was a long film.
So I'm, like, ringing the lads in the band. Does anyone want to go to this premiere with me? Because I've got no one else to go with. Nathan was away touring or something. So, yeah, I went with Connor, my bass player. He was delighted.
I'm gonna improve and like, yeah, be right. better at stuff.
But this
like
is why
that.
You work. Because you're able to kind of, I suppose, boost Karen's confidence when you feel she needs it. And obviously you're brilliant at what you do.
I don't need to boost yours anyway.
Do you not?
Jesus, no, I do not. But that's what I love about him. I think that's the most attractive thing about a person. And there's me bleeding on the opposite end of the scale. But somebody that is real confident and walk in and like, if I said to Jake, yeah, we're just meeting such, he'd be like, yeah, no bother. Like nothing is, and I think that is a real attractive thing about yeah. somebody.
Like I grew up coming over to Ireland at the age of like 13, like going to like Nathan's gigs and constantly being around and kind of watching what way he was with people.
Yeah.
Because I think as well, a big thing about like Ireland is so small. So if can we swear on this podcast?
Of course, can. Yeah.
I was just, if you're a dickhead to people, like you're not going to get anywhere. Do you know what I mean?
No.
And like I've seen that as well in the industry, like certain people or like
oh, but in life, it's not just in the industry.
Yeah, no, true.
Not...
But like the music industry in particular in Ireland is so small that yeah. like everyone knows everyone. So if you are, even if you have like an off day or something, everyone knows about it. Then do you know what I mean? So I think it kind of just grew up, and as well, like I mean. Yeah, I was always taught like you have to work hard if you want to get to where you are. So, you know, that's kind of one of the things that I always try to do is just keep going and keep working and
trying to do different stuff.
Yeah, but I think it's all about karma. If you're nice to people as well, like it'll come back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Aww, so come here, you've nailed lovely. The Liverpudlian accent. What about the Ballyfermot one? Can you do it?
Ballyfermot.
I hate the way he says that. That sounds
what's
like
this story?
Are you from Liverpool or Ballyfermot?
No, I'm awful at accents. I can do like Liverpool and that's it.
What do the families make of ye?
My family love Karen. They think she's nuts. Absolutely nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm
my
gone.
My granddad just laughs
bit,
at her.
Like, yeah, I'd be over there and I'd have a conversation and it's literally just full on. They're laughing at me and I'm like, "What's funny?" Yeah. But I think it's just because I'm. Maybe it's my accent. Is
Grumps
it?
Who's my granddad. We call him Grumps because he used to always be grumpy. He's not as grumpy anymore. Like, but he literally, if he has a conversation with Karen, it gets embarrassing because all he does is just laugh.
Like
Karen will come out with something and he'll just,
so you're naturally
just
really funny. That's part of the reason why people love you on Dancing with the Stars, because you're gas crack.
Yeah, Karen's sister then as well. We have great crack, Lynn, because she's a massive Nathan fan.
Oh,
like,
right.
My sister, Nathan, she's Karen's in a wheelchair fan, like, so. And
yeah.
She is literally obsessed with Nathan. And it was funny because when I start dancing with Jake, I never even heard Wagon Wheel before, and my mom was like, do not say that on telly that you've never heard fucking Wagon Wheel. And I was like, well, I haven't, I'm not gonna lie. So I hadn't a clue who Nathan was, who Jake was. And I think,
so country music is not your bag?
Not, like, it's not something I would have listened to, do you know what I mean?
You're,
I'm not saying
my stuff, aren't you, than Nathan?
Jake's
stuff,
brilliant,
like, yeah, thanks.
No, but it's not like Wagon Wheel and all. Now I obviously I'd know Wagon Wheel, but at the time, that's, yeah, my mum and my sister and all were mad about Nathan, and it's just funny how actually
yeah. So I have great crack with Lynn because I always give her like my CDs and stuff and she's like, I don't want them.
She's like, you're shy, I want his CD and all. Yeah. But no, everybody gets along, so
yeah,
we're all happy families,
we're all good.
Let's talk about your baby, Lenny.
Oh my god,
not a real baby, guys, just in case anyone's wondering.
Yeah,
he is a dog.
Yeah, he literally, no, but he is treated full on, like he's like a baby.
Yeah.
He comes to the dance studio with me and...
Your fur baby.
Yeah, me fur baby.
Karen wants the dog for like ages, and then lockdown happened and she kept asking for a dog. I was like, no, we're not getting a dog, like, you know, things
are going to
go bad.
But like, I do get all these people getting dogs, but like, I obviously knew in my profession that I owned the building. I just kept saying to Jake, if we train him, he's going to be in work with me, he'll be fine, and that is exactly what happened.
Yeah,
so we are blessed.
We ended up getting
you can bring him with you.
Yeah, he comes
to the studio with me as well. I'm songwriting or recording, he'll go to the studio with Karen. He goes everywhere, literally.
Like, we're not, I never was going to be one of these that just get a dog because everyone was getting a dog. It was,
I know.
Do you know? And then they're left because it's terrible. But like that, he just, like, he comes, he's with me, mom, now.
What breed is he again?
He's a Cavapoo. So he's a Cavalier and a Poodle mixed.
Lovely. And he has his own Instagram page.
Yeah.
His own Instagram. He's more clothes than me. He's getting more haircuts than me. I know, he's great. I was never really a dog person. I used to think people that were obsessed with their dogs were a bit cuckoo, like they were a bit
Nathan
weird. You know what I mean?
Totally
and
odd.
Yeah,
he?
Now like I've like got a dog, like I am obsessed.
I think
with
it just opens your eyes to like a different world. Like, we go out walking all the time, you meet different people.
Yeah,
and
dog people are so
nice.
Sociable as well.
Like, we didn't have any friends till we had Lenny.
I used to walk around though. Do you know when you're walking like you just go for a walk around the block, and I would always like say, oh, hi to people, like, you know, and like some people
that is an Irish just thing,
keep
though,
walking and they just wouldn't say anything. But when you've got a dog, if yeah. they see another dog, you stop and chat to the person for 10 minutes. Like a 10 minute walk ends up as an hour because yeah. everyone is just so sociable.
No, I think
dogs.
They'd be trying to run away. I think we're that person when they see us coming, yeah. they're like, oh, jeez, they're going to have us talk for an hour. Come on, the other way.
Like you with your head down in Tesco. Oh, no. I'm
not oh, Jesus, image me.
Yeah. So 4 years together, you have Lenny, you survived the pandemic, you know, life has opened up, Dancing with Stars is back on. I know, you know, you've new music out all the time. I think you're doing a panto as well.
Doing a summer panto
summer
as well.
Summer panto, that's
which
new.
Which is random, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It was a panto that they did at Christmas. It's in the Liberty Hall, the Liberty Panto.
Snow White, isn't it?
Yeah. So
and your character is?
I'm Snow Prince White. Harry the Hunkador.
There you go.
That's the full title. So I need to go to the gym anyway. but they were meant to do it at Christmas, and then obviously the pandemic happened, so they did one show. So Michael, who runs the panto, decided he was going to put
Why
it on
not?
In the summer. And
Why
then
not?
He gave me a ring and asked me would I be involved. So yeah, I'm going to be sweating in the middle of July.
Yeah. Yeah.
We hopefully we'll have the nice weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably be warm rain.
Yeah.
So what are the plans then for you guys? Like, do you work off a kind of a, you know, 2 year, 5 year plan, that kind of thing? Are you allergic to that even question?
We don't. But maybe subliminally we do. I don't know. Like,
that's,
I mean,
something I was only weirdly thinking about, because I was going, like, I think when you have a focus and a plan and something that you want to reach, I think it is more, it makes you kind of more eager to get there. Where I think I was kind of for the last while happy enough with being able to open the studio again, getting classes back on, that I wasn't pushing for the next goal. Where now I'm kind of going, right, what more do I want? Because I love teaching in the studio, but also the show gives me something that I can't even describe. It's just like a real buzz that you just cannot get anywhere else. So yeah. I'm kind of going like, it's just something I'd like to kind of venture maybe into something else as well.
Mm. Any ideas?
I don't really know. Like, there was loads of producers that would come to me and say, Karen, have you any ideas of shows that you would like to do? But I'd have a lot of ideas in my head, but I'd love to do something together, like with you, Jake. That was something that we talked about.
Yeah, we did chat both of ages ago, but then kind of the pandemic happened and everything stopped, you know what I mean? So yeah, we'll hopefully get doing something. But
what about a reality TV show? Cameras,
Jesus,
in your
you
home.
Imagine that?
I don't know.
The house isn't big enough for that.
People have realised what we're actually like then. I think as well, I mean, I kind of am probably a bit career obsessed, that we kind of forget about where we want to be in the next 5 years, you know what I mean? So you just get so consumed in what's the next gig, what am I doing?
And so it's stressful, kind of, I suppose, especially for you with like the music.
Yeah.
At least I'm kind of, in a sense, like I have a studio. That's like my steady career. I have, hopefully the show comes back. It's like you have that kind of coming around all the time, where Jake is literally living on gigs that are coming in. And if they're not coming in, that's when you're obviously stressed.
I mean, I think when you decide to be a musician, that's the risk that you take. You live on a gig by gig basis, do you know what I mean? Luckily enough though, I started a music school. It was actually Karen that kind of was, I think, started that. It was one of Karen's kids from the dancing wanted to learn piano.
All right, okay.
So long story short, I started this in lockdown because I had like obviously no gigs.
Yeah.
And it's flying now, it's really good, so at least it's something that's a little bit more secure than gigging. But yeah, you get so obsessed, especially like the fact that I do like pantos and different TV stuff, then gigs with the band, summer festivals. You get so consumed in like just wanting to keep going and doing the next thing and what's next, how can I make this bigger, how can I make this better, that you kind of do, I suppose, forget then about, okay, where do we want to be in 5 years time kind
I
of
just
thing.
Want a house. That's like my main goal now, is like to push. I don't want an apartment. Like, the apartment is great, like we love it, but I want like a garden for Lenny.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So fucking hard in Dublin to fucking
so
get a
hard.
House.
It's
win the lottery.
Guys, anyway, you're fantastic. Thanks a million for popping in
so
here today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Loved it.
It's great.
Loved
it. So chill.
It's
lovely.
Like a therapy session. Do this every week.
Yeah, I feel so much lighter now. And the compliments were flying. Jeez, we go and get a nice lunch, Jake.
You have to give her that brown envelope later. Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed my chat with Jake and Karen. And if you did, why don't you share it with your friends or family, or even pop it up on social media and spread the word. I'm always so grateful for any and all support of the pod, and I'll be back again next week.
Hold up.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.